Councillor Waterman. Councillor Waterman. Thank you. I wonder why this room is so hot. All the chatting is going on. Okay. We have a motion before us. I'm told procedurally that we should defeat the motion, if that's your wish. And if, when that's defeated, it leaves room for a new motion that has been passed around.
I'll call a question on the motion.
All in favor of the motion that Councillor McLeod made and was in, identified as 13-3? Or contrary-minded? It's defeated unanimously. Now, Councillor McLeod, after the, if you can stand that rebut.
Does that hurt your feelings?
Here I go again.
Okay, there's a new motion. Would you please read the new motion?
I move that the Council of the Region of Queens Municipality adopt a bylaw respecting amendments to the Region of Queens Municipality Municipal Planning Strategy, which would see amendments to the Generalized Future Land Use Map 4 to change the designation of PID number 702-61029 and a portion of 701-17817 to Conservation O. And that the Council of the Region of Queens Municipality adopt a bylaw respecting the amendments to the Region of Queens Municipality Land Use Bylaw, which would see the rezoning of PIDs 702-61029 and a portion of 701-17781 from seasonal residential to conservation 01.
Discussion, Councillor Waterman. Councillor Waterman seconding, yes, sorry. Yes. Yes. Okay, discussion. Councillor Inglis.
I'm pleased with the way that was written and presented by Councillor McLeod. So I'll be able to support that. We did have certainly heard loud and clear from the public their wishes for the various properties, and as such, we've appropriately removed the request to zone. And in this case, it's a wonderful coincidence because we heard the same thing from the property owner as we heard from the public, that protection of that little duck pond area. And I can tell you, I walk by it many times in the summer. It's a great little area. There's turtles in it, there's beavers, there's ducks. So I'm very pleased to be able to support that motion that will not only see no adverse effect to the residents, but that we'll see a benefit to future generations by the protection of the sensitive area.
Councillor Fitz.
Mayor Clark, I just want to say that I'm going to go along with this motion. I also would like to thank Mr. White for his presentation that was done this morning. And I really think that the people in the gallery, the owners of the cottages and their permanent dwellings in the Lavelle area, New Cove area, overwhelmingly showed their support to each other and to bring their thoughts to council. I really appreciate the emails. I have at least 35 emails in the last couple of weeks, which were all good emails. There was no really nasty emails. It was very, very straightforward and understanding, and I applaud them for that. And for that reason, I'll be supporting this motion.
Councilor McLeod.
I would like to reiterate what has just been said, and I also like to thank the property owners for their respect in presenting their messages to us today, the passion they have for the area. And I think this is democracy well done today, and I really feel that we do not know all the answers, and I think it's an opportunity to get public input on issues such as this, and I really appreciate that.
Councilor Waterman.
I will be voting in favor of this motion, and it's
I'd like to thank council and staff also. They, you know, to be working with the people and that come up with a good solution. Does anybody else wish to, want to speak on the matter? No, I think we've done a good job. I know that we received some criticism when we rescheduled this during the public hearing in December. We said it should go to July. Mr. White obviously had the right to have his matters heard expeditiously. I think we've done that as best we could. I think he's been generous in the way he has approached the issue. And I'm very thankful to him, and I've known him almost all of his, I've known him all of his 54 years, that he, you know, was prepared to work with us, and he gave us an option that we could, we, that seems to fit everybody's needs. So I'm not going to take the question if you're ready for it. All in favor? It's unanimous, and thank you. Thank you very much. I have a tiny bit worried about that round of applause, because I think the only time we've heard that previously was when we agreed to spend $200,000 on a skateboard park. As I look around the room, I don't think anyone would be able to use up a skateboard park. And we're certainly not going to spend $200,000 on one. Thank you all very much.
Would it be possible to get a copy of the
This is one of the top. Yeah.
Raymond, give him yours and I'll just
knock on the left.
Yes.
Sorry,
I just want to make sure
we're last. Yeah, you're probably.
I'd like to continue with the agenda. We're running to a meeting. I'm on item 8, economic development, and there is a request to waive policy 58. I'm at a slight loss in that Deputy Mayor Norman is not here, and I wonder if Councillor Frelick would be kind enough to make the
motion. Patch Frelick is the deputy.
Yes, I know you. Thank you.
Okay. I so move that it is recommended that the Council of the Region of Queens Municipality waive Policy 58 to allow for the consumption of alcohol on municipal property at the Liverpool Courthouse, 137 Church Street, Liverpool, the evening of Thursday, September 29th, 2016, and that no liquor be sold, given away, or consumed prior to the Region of Queens Municipality being provided a certificate of insurance from the appropriate authorities confirming that at least $2 million of liability insurance is in place for the event, with the region as an additional insured, and a copy of the effect liquor license from the province of Nova Scotia is provided to the region, and that all municipal, provincial, and federal laws be strictly adhered to.
Seconded by Councillor Inglis. Discussion. Yes, Councillor Inglis.
I want to make a point, because I'm old and cantankerous. I support this motion because I support the manor, and anything that has food and booze is a great event. Wine and chocolate, so it's a wonderful event. I would like to see us steer as many of these events as possible to the lobby of the town hall where we already have the liquor license and where we've spent so much money trying to create a buzz and a hub. That would be my preference, but I am going to support this motion. Good on the manor board that they're putting this together.
The advantage, of course, of the courthouse is that it's wheelchair accessible.
And I wondered if that was a driving factor. I did wonder that. Okay, then I take, withdraw those remarks. Strike them from the record.
They're on the record. Okay. Any other discussion?
I object.
Yes, Counselor McLeod?
Is there a fee for the use of this?
I can't hear.
Is there a fee for the use of this?
Not that I'm aware of. Does anybody know?
No. You mean for this waiver?
I mean, there's no fee for...
There's no fee for the waiver.
For the town hall?
Yeah, and we can use it for something.
I want the Capitol Courthouse. Anybody else like to speak on the motion? I've been taking the question. All in favor? It's unanimous. Thank you. Okay, that brings us to... Jill, did you have something you wanted to say? It did seem straightforward.
No, it's fine. Absolutely fine. I thought it was straightforward too.
Corporate Services, Counselor Fisk, you're on the chair. 9-1.
I also recommend that the Council of the Region of Queens Municipality grant permission to Liverpool Salvation Army and Highway Pentecostal Assembly to hold open-air church service in the lower parking lot adjacent to Liverpool Home Hardware on Sunday evening from July 3rd to September 4th, 2016. Inclusive, provided noise levels are kept to a reasonable level, and provide Liverpool Salvation Army and Highway Pentecostal Assembly adhere to all applicable laws and regulations in effect on these dates, including parking lot regulations.
Is there a seconder for that motion, Councillor Waterman? Discussion. I mean, it's a routine question. It's a question when I was mayor previously, we were voting on exactly the same request.
They requested every year date changes, that's the rule.
All in favor? It's unanimous. And that then, engineering work, do you have anything through there, Councillor Waterman?
No, 9.2.
I'm sorry.
9.2.
Phone system.
Yes, sir.
I so recommend that the Council of the Region of Queens Municipality approve purchase of an Ava IP office phone system for Hills Makers in the amount of $6,170 to be paid by special operating reserves. And I'd like to make a comment after.
I'll speak.
Yes, what's your comment? It's a seconder. Councilor Felix, seconder. Now, Councilor Fisk, you'd like to make a comment.
Just one comment. When I went to Hills Makers 38 years ago, there was one phone on a party line. It hasn't technology gone ahead.
This is a similar situation to the photocopier, which is so outdated that we can't repair and replace anymore. So.
No.
Councilor Ingram,
I feel that the phone system and the former director are the same thing. They're so far gone, they're not. Oh. Hey. Sorry, Brucey.
Okay.
We'll get you back.
Is there any further discussion? All in favor? It's unanimous. Thank you. Councilor Waterman, do you have anything you want to tell us about with engineering and works?
No, I don't. The landfill, other than the landfill, is underway. You know, I'm the second generation. That's a, I see they're paving. I think they're paving today at the Milton Bridge. Looks like they're setting up with all the bonds. So
I'd heard it was going to start at the beginning of the week.
Yes. Yeah. But also, I think they paved the other side.
What you're saying, Councilor Fisk?
I thought they paved on the other side the other day, but I guess not.
No, they didn't know. Nothing under engineering works. Under finance, we were going to bring forward the expenses for the mayor and councillors until that they will be ready and will be part of the next council meeting. Recreation and community facilities. Does anybody have Councillor Frelick, anything you'd like to report? Is this a time when we might congratulate the organizers and of Liverpool International Theatre Festival?
Yes.
Which seemed to be very good, well attended. I had quite a conversation with Eva Moore, who is going to do a report on it, she says, by September. Did I think I saw somewhere that the impact of it on the community was being evaluated, going to be quantified, which I think is a great move.
Yes, it is.
So all of that will come forward. She's going to copy us in on her report, and having the expense or the impact to go with that will be important.
Well, it certainly was an amazing festival, and it brought people from all over the province and from around the world for theater. It certainly has room to grow, and I would like to see, hopefully, them head in that direction, because it's been around for 26 years, the biennial festival. And really, with the quality of theater that we see, there should be no empty seats in that building. It's quite impressive lineup. And so I'm hoping that that once they get the economic impact, and once they, you know, there's a new president now, and they head towards bringing that festival really to its full glory, it's quite an amazing feat for a small town of Louisville.
It's exciting. It's great. The and one of the things you mentioned to me, I think it was Sunday evening, was that you will be working for air conditioning in the upstairs room.
Well, it was sad to see you.
Not sweating as sad as I felt like.
One other thing that that's going on in the past 2 weeks, we've had doesn't really fall under recreation, but kind of. Andre Haynes has been in town painting the town. And he's been in every corner of South Queens painting, and really got a lot of publicity, a lot of stories, and QCCR did some stories, and we're happy to announce that he's going to be opening his art show on Friday at the town hall at 5 o'clock. It's something that we've started just as occupants of the building, a Friday night get together. For the end of the work week, where we can celebrate all that's happening in Liverpool. And for this week, it will be Andre's show and theater festival, thanking them for the amazing job they've done. So the bar will be open, and live music, and a real celebration of everything that's happening in town. So, and those will be scheduled every 2 weeks. So
great.
Yeah, it's great. Good. Great fun.
Good. Okay, Councilor McLeod.
I think it was a wonderful weekend, and just sort of a suggestion with signage outside the Astor Theater, I found we really do need some really good sandwich board, something that has a quality. I saw a sandwich board, and we all know what those are, little display boards, that just had little handwritten things on it for the galleries, but I really think we should make a concentrated effort, or the folks that are, you know, that are tenants in there, to have better signage outside the building.
I see Jill nodding, so we can sort of look at that and see.
Yeah.
I think it's necessary too.
It should be a huge banner across the building.
Yeah. And just a comment about Liz Brown's creative artwork for the awards were amazing. Lots of really positive comments about those. She did an amazing job, and was a local artist that has been able to display and provide that to the winners of the awards. It's wonderful.
Councilor Fancy.
Seeing on Facebook just last week, I don't know if we need to recognize or not, Derek Warrington, he coached the Midget A team, and I think they won the provincials, and I think he got the coach of the year from the association. So I don't know if that's something we would like to recognize or things like that, people locally doing things or not.
We do indeed. Mr. O'Meara, would you research that, and when we have a special, well, maybe we can wait till the next council meeting, and so you, we could bring that forward at the next council meeting, please. Anything else on those items? Does it then? You've had all morning, Councilor McLeod. We've had the whole agenda to yourself.
Oh my gosh.
Yes.
That's a first.
Now, do you have any other items? How about 13-1?
I have 13-1. I hope there aren't any PID numbers in this one. I recommend that the Council of the Region of Queens Municipality approve a lease agreement with Hell Bay Brewing Company Limited for a portion of municipally owned lands on the corner of Regent Street and Henry Hensley Drive in Liverpool, which would allow for the establishment of a temporary patio area to serve patrons their locally brewed beer products.
Second, Council Frelick. Discussion. Mike, do you want to talk about it?
Yep, sure. This is really a follow-up to a discussion that took place back in April's council meeting respecting a request by Haldane Brewery to establish a patio area on the northern end of their building to serve their product to their patrons. So I guess included in the package is a copy of the draft lease agreement that has been prepared to reflect this this lease. One item of note under clause 13 of the actual lease agreement, it's been suggested that we remove the word automatic from the second line of that, which says shall be sufficient grounds for termination of leases, opposed to automatic termination.
Yeah, that was my suggestion because for obvious reasons. Okay, questions of Mike or discussion? Are you ready for me to take the vote? All in favor? It's unanimous, thank you. And 13-2.
I move that the Council of the Region of Queens Municipality direct staff to negotiate an easement agreement with Stephen DeLong, which will enable Mr. DeLong to erect and maintain a good, in good order, a privacy fence on a portion of municipally owned lands, identified as PID 7001-8338, and located adjacent to the Liverpool Fire Hall on Main Street in Liverpool, and that all costs associated with the preparation of the easement agreement and erection of the fence be borne by Mr. DeLong.
Seconded by Councilor Fisk. Discussion. Councilor Inglis.
Do we have other incidents where we've done this, Mike?
Not off the top of my head, Counselor. I guess this is just the irregular shape of the property, location of the dwelling and the driveway. Certainly puts a lot of restrictions on his ability to erect a fence within his property. I think a small portion of fence had been erected a number of years ago by the previous owner. But given the nature of the facility that's next door and the fact that Mr. DeLong is willing to incur the cost of erecting the fence, I don't think it's, in my opinion, an unreasonable request from reduce the impact of that facility on his residential property.
And Mike, that doesn't make any difference in as far as our grounds crew and their traveling in and out and around there, does it?
The easement agreement would include terminology that anything to his side of the fence would certainly be maintained by him, Mr. DeLong.
Okay, Councilor Frelick.
Just a question. Is there any way to clean that up, as in transfer a piece of land, or is that just financially?
You're locking in a considerable more cost than going through the subdivision process, the deed preparation and that sort of thing, as opposed to the easement agreement where staff would prepare that, and really it's only a recording cost for your agreement. So, yeah, it'd be considerable more cost on it.
And there would be no problem if he sold the property down the road?
Easement would run with the land. It's recorded against the parcel title. So.
Are you ready for the question? All in favor? It's unanimous.
Thank you.
Thank you, Councilor McFarland. So, you have some reports already. We moved the RCMP report because of the public hearing. We moved it down into reports. There's a report on the use of the town hall, which I think is good. If you have any questions on any of them, we can answer those. Item 16 is moved to a special council meeting. I'll talk to Richard when he gets back, but when that be, will he be here? I would like to try and have it perhaps on Friday, but they're failing that on Monday. So I'll leave that with you, Jennifer, if I may. I think that, does that give me my 3 days?
You're okay.
Okay, I think my shoes are open checking, so, okay. Because I'm supposed to give 3 days notice unless it's an emergency for special counsel. Yes, Counsel McLeod.
This goes back to the Queen's Place, if I could just make a little comment. The hub, the little cafe is doing quite well. I had six of us after church went on Sunday afternoon for lunch, and lots of activity there, and Joni seems to be happy. She seems to be managing it. It's going very well. People are very happy with it. The only thing I was a little bit concerned about, because it was shut down yesterday because of the holiday, then that canteen isn't available to the public, and those are sometimes when people go to eat, so. And I know we have lots of other places, but I just was wondering about that.
I ran into Stewie in Greenfield, not Greenfield Breakfast, and chatted to him about it. He was very happy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I would appreciate a motion, since you have completed the public agenda, to go in camera. Councilor Fisk, is there a seconder for that motion? Councilor Frelick, seconding, all in favor of going in camera? We're in camera, thank you. And now let's take